I want to welcome you to this wonderful announcement that promises to benefit the future of healthcare, wellness, education, workforce development, and innovation-based economic growth throughout Lorain County for years and years to come. We are absolutely excited and delighted. This is a press conference, so I particularly want to thank Lisa Robeson from Chronicle Telegram, Rick Payerchin from the Morning Journal, and Craig Adams from WEOL. We thank you for coming and for supporting, and also already providing wonderful coverage for this exciting news event. So this press conference is intended to deepen a little more fully the impact that this significant gift will provide to the future of Lorain County. I'm Roy Church, I'm the president of Lorain County Community College, and I'm pleased that we're able to host this event here at the University Partnership Ridge campus. This building opened in 2013 as a way to increase access to higher education for certainly the area surrounding North Ridgeville, but the entire part of this region, particularly for those folks who commute from Lorain County to other places for employment and other things on a regular basis. So this was intended to be accessible to them, to further their education, to obtain the skills and abilities necessary to be real players in the future, not only of this economy, but for themselves. It also focuses on how to build upon the technological advances of the digital age as it impacts critical sectors of our economy and of higher education. So we're particularly excited to be here because this center has as one of its major areas of focus healthcare simulation. One of the things we know, the digital tools have made a tremendous difference in medical education and preparation, and we have been able to develop in this facility one of the most sophisticated simulation centers in Northeast Ohio. And so we wanted to host this here so around the event you'll have the opportunity to think about the possibilities and the prospects for the future and what the commitments to this community through the Community Foundation and Lorain County Community College will really mean for the future. So we're delighted to be the host, but we are only one of the organizations that are really trying to drive change in our community to create the prospects of a better future for our community. We're fortunate to be joined by two organizations that have been critical in supporting the work that we are doing and what brings us here today. First is Mr. Dick Kluck and Mr. Abe Lieberman, who are representing the LifeShare Community Blood Services. And Brian Frederick is here on behalf of the Community Foundation of Greater Lorain County, where he serves as the Chief Executive Officer. Without these organizations, and more importantly, without the power of collaboration, there would be no media-worthy announcement made here today. So I want to thank both of the organizations for joining us. Now, although each of the organizations have distinct missions, they all share a common core philosophy that drives our work. Our highest priorities center on meeting the unique needs of Lorain County. And so the Community Foundation of Lorain County has been investing in our community for more than 35 years, strategically aligning donors' intent with specific community needs. LifeShare Community Blood Services has been fulfilling its mission to save lives in Northeast Ohio since 1948. Now, although varied in mission, I think it's safe to say that our three organizations have successfully improved the well-being of Lorain County residents for decades. And the intention is to assure that that happens going forward. So I'd like to take just a moment to recognize some special leaders who contribute in specific and significant ways to the success of Lorain County Community College. A few members of the Lorain County Community College District Board of Trustees, the governing board of the college, were able to be with us today. I'd like to introduce them. I'll ask each to stand and remain standing until I introduce all who are here. Please hold your applause. First, Judge Joseph Sirigliano, Ms. Tess Gardner, Mr. Don Ortner, and I think Mr. Kevin Flanagan was going to join us, but it wasn't able to be here. These individuals generously donate their time and expertise to help guide this college and its impact on this community. So join me in thanking them very much for their support. Lorain County Community College Foundation Board of Directors represents another group of talented individuals who volunteer to help our college reach its maximum potential. The foundation serves as the college's direct support organization and is guided by 60 of the community's most respected leaders, including a number of those who are in attendance today. I'd like to introduce a few of those. Again, please stand as you're recognized and remain standing until we've introduced them all. First, Mr. Tom Pilari, our immediate past chairman of the Board of Directors. And Mr. John Ruska, also a former chairman of the board, but our finance chair for probably the last 10 or 15 years. So our good custodian of our resources. And Mrs. Lily Uzon, who has a deep tie to the medical community, as most of you know. We thank each of you for your leadership and for your service. We're also pleased to have with us here today Mr. Phil Baptiste, the former chair of the LifeShare Community Blood Services and a current member of the LifeShare Foundation Board. Phil has also been a long-standing member of our Lorain County Community College Foundation Board, and as of January 1st, 2015, has taken on the role of chairman of the Foundation Board. I'd like to invite Mr. Baptiste to share a few thoughts on the impact of this announcement, what it will mean certainly to our foundations, and more importantly, what it will mean to the community. Phil?
Thank you, Dr. Church. I know it's a little bit confusing, in fact, with name tags, which name tag I'm wearing tonight, but I am I'm speaking as the former chair of the LifeShare board tonight. So thank you, Dr. Church. Today marks the final act of LifeShare Community Blood Bank. On behalf of LifeShare, I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about how we got here. Over the past few years, it's become obvious that the rapidly changing healthcare environment would cause LifeShare to need to undergo some radical changes. This realization was particularly difficult for our board to accept and deal with, because over the past decade, you know, through 2014, by any measure, LifeShare was one of the top performing blood centers in the United States. We're privy to a lot of comparative information and metrics of ranking blood centers by size, and we were always, if not number one, number two in almost every category. But in exploring our options, the board established three criteria to evaluate any option, and our options needed to satisfy these three criteria. First, whatever we did, the level of service needed to be maintained or improved for our hospital customers. That was very important to us. Second, the option needed to maintain or improve the career opportunities for our employees. I can tell you that the financial part of this transaction was the easiest. The board agonized in evaluating options as based on the impact on our employees. That was a very big deal to our board. And finally, we wanted to preserve any transaction needed to, or any option needed to preserve the value of our asset for the local community. Whether we stayed in existence or tried to maintain independence or joined a larger organization, we wanted to make sure we did not deplete that asset or allow that asset to leave the community. As previously reported, we entered into a transaction with Blood Systems Incorporated, the largest independent blood center in the United States. They're out of Arizona and have a very big presence on the western part of the United States. They do not have any presence east of the Mississippi. They were extremely gracious and have incredible capabilities. And the board is extremely hopeful that given their expertise and additional services, combined with our excellent operating local blood bank, that they'll be able to achieve great things for our hospital customers and our employees into the future. And we wish them well going forward. The proceeds from the transaction were contributed to our foundation, and in a few minutes, Abe Lieberman will talk about the foundation deliberations that led to this important day and this nice gift. In closing, I want to acknowledge and thank the following. First, the management team and employees of LifeShare. Their performance at a world-class level is what made this possible. We're forever grateful to them and are optimistic about their future. Second, any decision of this magnitude would not have been possible without the courage and wisdom of my fellow board members. And again, I thank them for all their hard work persevering through this decision-making process. I want to make special recognition of one of our board members who unfortunately is not here tonight. Dr. Rosalind Yamtovian was a world-renowned pathologist and expert in blood transfusion. Dr. Yamtovian served on the LifeShare board for almost 20 years, providing guidance on clinical issues and keeping the board on the cutting edge of blood collection and transfusion issues. Sadly, in November, Dr. Yamtovian passed away. Her contributions are forever and gratefully appreciated, and she will be sadly missed. Finally, this celebration tonight is a fitting bookend to the career of Dick Kluck. Dick has served as the CEO of LifeShare from the mid-1990s through New Year's Eve. Upon his retirement. Dick is a selfless leader, never seeking publicity, and I'm not going to look at him because I'm sure he's upset at what I'm saying. But when Dick joined the blood bank in the mid-90s, LifeShare was in turmoil and was on the verge of bankruptcy. In fact, in Dick's first year, he eliminated over $1 million operating loss. And you can see where we're at today. Simply put, without Dick Kluck's leadership, LifeShare would have disappeared a long time ago, and this legacy gift would not have existed. That concludes my remarks. I'd like to invite Dick to come up and share his thoughts on this important day. Thank you.
Too many words of praise. Phil took a few words of my thunder, but I'll repeat them. At the close of 1997, when I came to LifeShare, we were about $1.25 million in the red, and our operating base was $6.5 million. It was actually a very humble beginning. But by August of 1998, the next year, we were in the black. and we actually made a small net income and have been in the black ever since. By any measure over these last 17 years, the savings that we accumulated has been significant. As Phil was touching on, how was this achieved? How was the organization able to pay a fair wage to its employees, above average fringe benefits, while staying competitive in the marketplace with our products and services? Well, as Phil already mentioned, it's the result of a great management team, a great group of employees who had the mission in mind every day and the well-being of LifeShare. I'll sprinkle in a little bit of the art of leadership, attention to basics, detail and strategy, and watching the checkbook, of course, and always planning for tomorrow and thereby minimizing reactionary management. The other factor for our success, of course, was a great board of trustees who were dedicated and involved, providing direction and encouragement all the way. Every decision was calculated, and I don't think they made a bad one. And I especially appreciated the support of Phil Baptist and Dr. David Dubrow during my tenure at LifeShare. Now Lorain County can benefit from LifeShare's success as these two wonderful foundations share the fruits of our labor amongst Lorain Countyans better than anyone else could. A very happy and fitting ending for all of us who have been part of LifeShare as we wish it continued success in serving the needs of Northeast Ohio in the future. Now I'd like to introduce Abe Lieberman, our LifeShare Foundation president.
Thank you, Dick. I'm not going to go over the accomplishments of LifeShare. That's already been done. I just want to say that I've been extremely proud to have been a part of this wonderful group. I've never run into a finer group of directors or management, and they've just been terrific. As Phil Baptist mentioned, as one of our last acts, we wanted to make sure that the assets that had been built up through the hard efforts of Dick Kluck and the board of directors and the management team and the employees continued to serve the citizens of Lorain County. Excuse me. After careful consideration, we decided to make a gift of LifeShare's assets to the Community Foundation of Lorain County and to the Lorain County Community College Foundation. In retrospect, that decision was relatively easy. Both foundations have a long and distinguished track record of serving the people of Lorain County. The LifeShare mission had been to provide blood and blood products to the community, but its broader mission had been to advance the health and wellness of the residents of Lorain County. Both the College Foundation and the Community Foundation will be able to use the gifts from LifeShare to further those goals. By the terms of the gifts, the funds transferred to the Community Foundation are to be used for grants to meet the health and wellness needs of the community and to initiate health and wellness programs to increase the health and wellness of the residents of Lorain County. And the funds transferred to the College Foundation are to be used to support health care and wellness education and economic development initiatives, including student scholarships, equipment purchases, and innovation fund awards, all related to health and wellness. The LifeShare presence in the community, as Dick and Phil and the board members and I know it, may have ended. However, through the foresight and efforts of Dick Kluck, the management, employees of LifeShare, and my fellow board members, and through what we are confident will be the prudent stewardship of the gifts that we are acknowledging today, we believe that the broader mission of LifeShare in and to the community will continue for years to come. Thank you.
Thank you. present both of the foundations with this big check.
Thank you. I'm Brian Frederick, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. On behalf of the Community Foundation of Lorain County and our community, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to the LifeShare Foundation Board for this amazing transformational gift. I have no doubt that we will look back 20 years from now in awe with the continual and collective accomplishments of this legacy. But let me back up a bit to give you some context to let you know just how demonstrate the enormity of this gift. The Community Foundation of Lorain County was founded 35 years ago with a simple premise to be an endowed repository for giving back to our community and to use those gifts to meet the most prevailing needs and emerging opportunities. We started with a few gifts that established our first fund in 1980, and I'm happy to report that we've now created 560 permanent funds, each with a purpose close to the hearts of the founders. Today, we celebrate creating our 561st fund, the LifeShare Legacy Fund, made possible by the largest corporate gift in the history of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Our fund. Our funds and the charitable passions behind those funds allow the Community Foundation to provide a broad spectrum of grants every year. These include grants for the arts, grants for education, grants for building community, grants for the environment, scholarships, and grants to improve the human condition. Community Foundation grants that are intended to improve the quality of living for everyone. Over the years, Community Foundation grants that focused on health and wellness have provided significant impact, like $654,000 in grants for critical medical care for the free clinic and those without health insurance, $106,000 to the Lorain County Drug Repository to repurpose unused medication, over $500,000 to the Parish Nurse Program to provide much-needed prevention and education to our rural communities and inner cities, $642,000 to address drug addiction through Lakata. Community Foundation grants have helped establish both the dental and vision programs at Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Some of our grants have been big, some have been small, but they have all made a difference in the lives of people. Like a grant for educational materials to help children of parents diagnosed with cancer understand and cope with the effects of that disease on their family. A grant to ensure safe, appropriate car seats for families that couldn't afford them. And a grant for specialized training to police officers to identify and assist people with Alzheimer's disease. And the list goes on and on. For the Community Foundation, what makes this gift transformational is this. The creation of the LifeShare Legacy Fund will almost double the amount of health and wellness dollars our community foundation has available each year for initiatives and competitive grants. As a permanent endowment forever dedicated to this cause, the fund will improve the health and strengthen the wellness of our friends, our neighbors, our kids, and our grandkids for generations to come. That is a legacy. We are honored and pleased that LifeShare Foundation requested that the Community College and the Community Foundation jointly create a solution that would serve as a legacy for the great work LifeShare has done in and for our community. This opportunity allowed us to use the best of both organizations and, in the truest definition of synergy, to create a product that's stronger and better than either could have created alone. Our two anchored organizations care deeply about our community, and we will steward this gift and ensure that it will have deep impact in our community for generations to come. LifeShare Community Blood Service has been an important part of the fabric of our community since 1948 when it was created. And we have no doubt that the critical services it provided to our residents will be continued through Blood Systems. And we're humbled to assist in this chapter of the organization as stewards of the LifeShare Blood Community Blood Services legacy in Lorain County. Safeguarding LifeShare's important legacy is a major responsibility. And to that end, we have a few promises to uphold. We promise to be good stewards of the dollars, investing them wisely to balance maximum annual impact with the promise of protecting the funds forever. We promise to be good stewards of the charitable purpose of the fund, making the most impact based on the knowledge of our community and our health needs. And finally, we promise to be good stewards of the name. LifeShare legacy funds at both Lorain County Community College and the Community Foundation of Lorain County will stand as perpetual reminders of the contributions of a great organization and the many people, board, staff, volunteers, and donors who made that organization successful. Abe, Phil, Dick, and all of the members of LifeShare Foundation Board, thank you for this gift, and thank you for your trust.